Welcome to the Jazz Piano School podcast. My name is Brendan Lowe, creator and founder of Jazz Piano School. This show is for jazz pianists who are putting in the work, practicing, studying, listening, but still feel unclear about how everything is supposed to fit together. If you've ever felt like you're jumping between ideas without a clear path, let me tell you this, you are not alone. And the good thing is you're in the right place. Let's get into today's episode. Most jazz pianists aren't stuck because they're lazy. They're stuck because they're working really hard on the wrong things. And I know exactly how this feels in life. I've been working at Jazz Piano School for years and years and years. I still haven't achieved my goals, all my goals. And I've been working hard on golf and lots of different things. And effort versus results can be very, very discouraging, right? Because we spend so much time thinking about it, going to sleep thinking about it, working at it, crafting it. And when the time that we put in doesn't lead to the results that we expect to have, right? When there's that proportion right there is not equal in our mind, it can be soul crushing, absolutely soul crushing. And I have felt this. I felt this with more things than jazz piano. I felt this with jazz piano in so many different ways back when I was younger. Any sort of hobbies I've worked at in the past. And when you care about something truly and you want to reach a certain goal or expectation that you might have in your mind, this can be just absolutely devastating. But when we realize a couple points that I'm going to be sharing with you in this podcast, it can be so freeing. It can immediately help release us, release our mind, and just really enter us into the state of calm, focus, and honestly, serenity and tranquility as we move forward on our journey, right? So I want to ask you a question. Why does practicing more often make so many players feel worse instead of better? I'll say it one more time. It's very, very important. Why does practicing more often make most players or so many players actually start to feel worse instead of better, right? I'll let you think about that for just 1 second, okay? So in this day and age, we get distracted almost immediately. It's like there's not a second in our life where we don't feel distracted. Our mind is completely racing. And if I don't put my phone into silent mode, which is great tech on the iPhone right now, or work mode, I get so distracted. Even on my computer, I have to put it into a zero distraction mode. I have to close my door. I have to really shut out everything. And focus my mind in, because distraction and busyness these days, it's really kind of puts us in this place that we feel like we're getting stuff done. Have you ever just worked a lot and felt like you got stuff done and you were doing that day after day, week after week, you know, month after month? And when you look back, you're like, man, what have I actually accomplished? People sometimes just do busy work or stay busy to stay busy, but nothing's really happening. It's like the wheels are spinning one place. So the engine's running, you feel like something's happening, but nothing's really happening. So this is where a lot of one of the answers comes to the question I just asked, right? Effort. This is really effort without direction. And it's the same thing when you are trying to get to the top of a mountain. You can put a lot of effort in by moving around the mountain in different ways. If you take a very windy path, that's going to be a lot of effort compared to a straight path that goes right to the destination. It doesn't even have to be on a mountain. It could be on a map, right? If you take a windy path, that's going to make much more of an effort. That's going to take much more effort than a straight one. So this is what happens in jazz piano, especially today, right? With all the information. People are students, and even myself, are switching topics so much that we feel like we are making progress. We're putting in lots of effort, right? But there's no real progress being made because there's no direction. It's not a straight direction. We're jumping between lots and lots of different topics, thinking that if we are placing one foot in front of the other, somehow we will get there, right? And you can be lost for a very long time on a map, let me tell you. You might never get to your destination if you don't have a map, but you certainly can keep walking, can't you? You can certainly keep going, but you might never find your destination, right? So if you're practicing over and over and over, a lot of times at a certain point, to go back to my question, why does practicing more often make so many players feel worse instead of better? You've practiced so much, but you really are tired of it. And you come out unclear because you go and revisit the goal that you ultimately had to sit down and play some sort of tune in a solo piano fashion the way that you wanted, and you can't do it. But you have practiced a lot, haven't you? So that correlation, or I should say, you know, it's not equating because you put in a lot of practice time and you feel worse because you don't have the expectation, the goal that you had in mind isn't coming to fruition, even though you spent hours and hours practicing, right? So effort, here's my closing thought on that point. Effort without direction builds frustration, not confidence. Okay, now remember that. All right, quick pause here before we keep going. If this episode is resonating with you in any way, and you're someone that's felt unclear about what to practice next or how all of this fits together, including the information you find on the internet, I want to let you know I've built something amazing for all of that. And it's called the Proficient Jazz Pianist Path. This path organizes jazz piano around the three core goals every player is actually working towards: comping, solo piano, and improvisation. No guessing, no bouncing between random ideas, just a clear path forward. You can learn more by going to jazzpianoschool.com/PJP. jazzpianoschool.com/PJP for proficient jazz pianists. All right, let's get back into it. Now, again, here's point number two. Why more information feels helpful but actually isn't? And I kind of touched upon that earlier. But we're pretty much in an information epidemic, right? You can get your hands on any information you want at any time. Whatever you want to know, you can know it in an instant, in a second, right? You can go on your phone. You can look it up on YouTube. You can watch videos. You can find articles. You can use AI. There's so many different tools, okay? But I'm going to tell you this. More doesn't equate to you getting better. More information, more practice, more theory, more videos. That doesn't equate to better progress, I promise you, right? The new info you're getting is what I call the ice cream bowl effect. It's stimulating your brain thinking that you're getting this amazing new information, right? Oh, this is going to be the key. This is going to be the secret that unlocks how I can play. Or finally, I found this one thing that is going to allow me to improvise finally the way that I've always wanted, right? So it's like this short-term relief for a day, maybe a couple days, maybe even a week, hopefully, where you feel inspired, you feel motivated. But at the end, after you eat the ice cream, the bowl's finished, and then you're back to kind of feeling empty again, right? The novelty of the newness hides the discomfort, okay? It kind of masks it, and then progress in something, okay, after that week is gone, or maybe, like I said, even a couple days, you switch to something else and the progress resets every single time. Sometimes it even brings you back further. And every time you switch topics or move on to a new piece of information, all right, you reset, okay? And this can be kind of thought of as if you're trying to find gold or, you know, go deep with something, let's say a topic like improvisation, right? Instead of digging one deep hole, going deep with information, you're digging lots of tiny, shallow little holes, and then you don't find anything and you move on, right? You get frustrated with your progress or it's not working, you know, and your impatience takes over. It certainly did for me, trust me. And then we move on because we think, oh, that's not the thing. That's not the thing that's going to get me there. That video, oh, it's not working. I got to move on to something else. And again, it's like starting books and never finishing them, or starting a movie and never getting to the end of the movie, and you never find out what actually is the ending, what happens, okay? So this doesn't mean you lack discipline by any means, because you are showing up every single day, sitting down at the piano and working at your craft. But it means the system in today's society, right, of what we are actually placed in, a lot of times without even knowing, it rewards novelty. It rewards clicks, flashy items, things. And this has been more of this, what's the right word? This has become more apparent over, obviously, since the internet was born. Okay, because back in the day, we didn't have access to that much information. So people had actually more patience sticking with one thing. We didn't know any better, right? So this has really become much more apparent from when the internet was born all the way up until now. Okay, so with all that being said, what actually fixes the problem, though? What actually fixes the problem? Okay, how do we actually put in effort and get out progress that equals the effort we're putting in? And said another way, how do we practice and actually make progress with the practice that we're putting in, all the hours that we're putting in, or even just 10 minutes a day? Maybe we're doing it consistently, but we're still not seeing any progress. So we have to stay longer in the skill set. We have to dig deeper holes. And we have to kind of curb our expectations, because I promise you, and so many of my students in my masterclass have said this recently, you're going to feel that you should always be further in your journey or progress than where you're at. You will always feel like you should be further than you actually are at. And if you can kind of curb your expectations, okay, and just put them off to the side and really just trust the process. Just show up and trust the process. Follow the roadmap. Follow the system. Staying longer in the skill set, your breakthroughs are going to happen. Okay, they're going to be very subtle at first, though. They're going to be very subtle. And they start to snowball, because you'll have one tiny breakthrough. And it'll be like, ooh, wow, that feels a little different today. I couldn't do that yesterday, right? And you stay with it. You don't switch topics. You don't look for anything else. You're staying with the same concept, the same exercise, right? Maybe it's bebop approaches. Who knows? Whatever it is, you don't switch off of it, okay? And then you have a bigger breakthrough, right? And again, you're digging the same hole down. It's like finding different layers of the earth, because you're digging the same hole. You're going through layers upon layers, and some layers are rock solid, but you got to stay in that hole. You can't just leave the hole because you get to a harder layer. You got to go through that layer too. And then you get bigger breakthroughs and bigger breakthroughs and bigger breakthroughs. And at first they feel subtle, but finally you start to have a massive breakthrough and you're like, oh my God, I can actually finally do the thing that I've always wanted. And that's what actually fixes the problem, is staying with the skill set, okay? Going deeper than you ever have before, being patient and working at just one thing without switching onto another topic. So I have a reflection for you, and it's a question. It comes in terms of a question, okay? So here's the question. What's the one thing you keep almost committing to but don't? I'll ask you again. What's the one thing you keep almost committing to? It could be a topic. It could be a practice routine. It could be one of the three goals, right, that I teach, comping, solo piano, or improv. What's the one thing you keep almost committing to but don't? Ask yourself that question. Think about it. Then ask yourself, what would happen if I did stay with this a little bit longer, right? More than a week, more than 2 weeks, more than a month, maybe 3 months, right? Maybe 6 months. What would happen if I showed up every day and worked on the same thing? Okay? Just reflect on that question. I don't want to offer any answers, but something great to keep in mind. Anyway, all the things that I'm telling you today, this is exactly why I built the Proficient Jazz Pianist the way I did. And it wasn't to give people more information, but to provide them with a clear path. So all of the effort, all of the practice that you put in your life, right, throughout your journey, actually equates and turns into progress rather than being wasted, or rather than you being directionless and feeling frustrated because you're sitting down at the piano, actually putting in the practice, the hard work, and having it turn into nothing. That's literally the reason I created the Proficient Jazz Pianist. And if you want that structure, you can go to jazzpianoschool.com/PJP, and the link is in the description. What if nothing's wrong right now? But, right? What if absolutely nothing's wrong, actually, with where you're at? You just haven't done the thing long enough. You haven't practiced drop twos long enough. You haven't practiced solo piano long enough, or you haven't gotten the right thing and worked on that right thing long enough. What if nothing's wrong, though? What if you're right on the right path? And what would change if you stopped adding and started committing? Okay, what would change? Think about this. It's kind of a play on words. What would change if you stopped adding more? Stopped adding more, because we all think it's something else. We're all trying to get more of something, more practice, more theory, more tools, more concepts, more courses, more videos, more albums, more everything, right? More books. What would change if we stopped adding and you just started committing to one thing? You might be closer than you think you are. You might be very, very close to the goal that you've always wanted. Happy practicing. If today's episode put words to a frustration that you've been carrying around with you for a long, long time, the next best step isn't more information, it's structure. That structured framework lives inside the Proficient Jazz Pianist Path. It's the clear starting point I built for players who want direction instead of guessing. You can find more information by going to jazzpianoschool.com/PJP. And if you want more episodes like this, make sure you're following the podcast and downloading it as well. I'll see you in the next one.